Hey, everybody. Welcome back to The Tipsy Ghost. We are your tipsy hosts, Sarah, and Lindsay.
Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi. I'm going to go ahead and apologize in advance because I know my voice is probably going to sound weird.
Oh, the bedroom voice is out tonight.
The bedroom voice is going to be out all episode. I had no voice like a couple days ago.
Oh. I mean, you had a voice.
I had a voice. I was whispering.
Wait, did she have a voice?
You always exaggerate.
Okay, whispering.
You were more than whispering. It was just a more sultry voice than what you have now.
Lindsay, I've literally never known you to whisper. Not once, even during recordings.
With your bedroom voice, you were still louder than I am.
Everyone at work was giving me grief about it. They're like, what's wrong with your voice? And I was like, don't you like it? I'm softer. Like, I'm not as loud. You should be glad.
I appreciated it.
Okay, thank you. I'm so glad you're rejoicing in my sickness. I promise I don't have the COVID, guys. It's just a sinus infection.
Well, that still sucks. Last time I had a sinus infection, every time I laid my head backwards, the entire room spun forever. I don't know. I couldn't deal. It was like not that long ago either. Do you have that problem?
Room spinning? No, only when I'm drunk.
Not even when you lay your head back? That's a real thing. I didn't just make that up.
Like vertigo?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I haven't had that. I know. I was giving you a medical term for it.
Oh, thank you, doctor.
You're welcome. No, I do not. I have not experienced that. That sounds awful.
It is. It's vomit inducing.
Ew. No, I've just had like the sinus pressure, the congestion, the sore throat, the coughing, all of the other fun stuff.
I'm sorry if you don't feel well.
I'm feeling much better. I'm on antibiotics now.
I'm sorry you haven't felt well.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. It was really rough this week at work because I wasn't sleeping. Like, I've been able to sleep at night because I'm taking like NyQuil to basically knock myself out. But like, I can't take that during the day because then I'll not get up for work.
You can take it if you want to sleep.
Yeah.
Just because it says NyQuil doesn't mean it's got hours attached to it.
I know, but I like it. Maybe this is just me, but like when I take stuff like that, like NyQuil, Ambien, if I don't get enough sleep, like I feel like I got hit by a truck.
Did you just jump from NyQuil to Ambien?
I did.
Benadryl too.
Benadryl too. Like anything but melatonin. If I take any sleeping aid, unless like I just feel hit by a truck.
Fun fact, melatonin gives me the weirdest nightmares.
Really? I take melatonin all the time.
Okay, let me tell you what happened the other night. I meant to text this to you guys, but there was no way for me to explain it.
Oh, weird dream. Love it. Let's do it.
First of all, I was Sarah Paulson.
That's amazing.
I know. I love her.
The best Sarah, in my opinion.
Rude. Thank you.
That's really hurtful.
I'm totally kidding.
Cuts me deep, but okay. I was her. I was her in my dream.
Hang on. Do you notice her laugh is so quiet?
You won't have to turn down the volume.
I know. This is amazing.
Stop.
Stop taking your antibiotics right now. Noise. I also think you're maybe dying when you do that.
You guys are so rude.
Nope. I hadn't noticed, but thank you for pointing it out because that's amazing.
You guys are just so lovely. Okay, that was okay. Because I said...
Yeah, that's getting you mad because Sarah Paulson's clearly your favorite.
I couldn't get that thought out.
You did.
But you knew exactly what I meant.
I did. Because I'm still thinking about it.
Just kidding. You could say that Lindsay Lohan is the best Lindsay.
Lindsay Lohan?
Is that the only Lindsay that you know?
Name another famous Lindsay.
No.
I refuse. You're the best Lindsay in my book.
That's right.
Stop it. Mm-hmm. Okay, technically Sarah Paulson is not in my world because she doesn't know me and I don't know her.
It was still rude and hurtful, but it's okay.
She just can do no wrong.
I feel like you're backtracking.
In movies and shows.
Okay. Anyway, go ahead.
I love Sarah Paulson.
You were this amazing Sarah.
I was her. Yes. I must have been picturing myself like in American Horror Story because I loved all those shows.
Yes.
And I was in some old asylum. I was like, it looked like I was ghost hunting, okay?
Okay, season 2. Yes, asylum. I'm there.
But I was by myself. I was by myself until really? I wasn't. I was with my kids. But they weren't my actual kids. They were just two kids there that I was calling my kids, all right? Okay. Meaning they didn't have my kids' faces is what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
But I'm walking around with them. I'm like Again, we're ghost hunting there. I'm trying to figure out why the hell I'm there.
Why are your kids there?
I'm sleeping on a cot in the middle of this like jail cell area. I don't know. But I end up trying to leave the asylum. And I'm trying to get them to leave with me. And they can't.
Because they're dead.
Because they're dead.
What?
What? I leave and I'm like, and then I have all these like flashbacks and memories of why my kids are in there.
What? This is like the others.
And then I go back in there and I'm devastated that my kids are trapped there.
This is terrible.
This is melatonin for you. I don't like it.
This is a devastating dream.
I think this is an actual plot to a movie.
It very well might be.
Maybe like Murder House, you know, where they
like I said, it looked very similar to me, you know, to like probably American Horror Story or something that I may have seen. But I was the leading character.
Have you been binging American Horror Story?
No, I have not. Well, I've seen them all.
Right.
So I rarely like rewatch things unless it's The Office. But
sure.
No, this one hurt my feelings. I was really sad. I left and I thought they were leaving with me and they couldn't. And I had to go back. And then they were telling me why they were there. And they were dead maybe because of something I did.
What?
Listen, I don't know. It was a horribly traumatic nightmare.
I wouldn't take melatonin either if I was you, if I got those dreams.
But it's so weird because like once every blue moon I'll have that. And then the rest of the time it helps me sleep. Great.
Sounds pretty entertaining though. Like you'd always wake up and be like, oh.
I just watched a movie while I was sleeping.
That was a dream. Yeah.
Ooh, one other weird thing. I won't steal the spotlight anymore. But last night I was sleeping and I took melatonin again.
Uh-huh.
And I had just fallen asleep. You know how you like doze off and startle?
Yeah.
It was kind of like that. But it's because I heard my daughter going, Mommy, in my ear. But nobody was there. I 100% thought I was going to roll over and see her there. Nobody was there. And I actually kind of was spooked about that.
Interesting.
Maybe I need to not take melatonin anymore. I don't know about that one. That one kind of weirded me out.
Maybe you need an exorcism.
Maybe that is from, remember, after we go to a haunted place.
I was just going to say.
Every single one of us, like one of us will get something.
You're right. And
I haven't had anything.
I think I was affected at this place. I think both of us were, for mm-hmm. sure.
This mm-hmm. place definitely affected both of you guys way more than it did me.
Which, speaking of, let's tell our listeners what we're talking about.
We are talking about Malvern Manor in Malvern, Iowa.
It's a haunted investigation.
Mm. Haunted investigation episode. Did you like that?
Oh, yeah. I was waiting for like a number afterwards, but I don't know
what number.
Well, I know. I was going to be really 4. Impressed.
What?
No.
I don't know. What? I thought we were just naming numbers.
Oh.
Gosh, your silence laughter is hilarious.
It feels so quiet in here.
I know. Maybe we need to beef up the audio here.
I'm slightly offended.
I always adjust the audio levels, and each person has a different number, and your number's going to have to change for this episode.
I'm not going to go in the red.
No, I don't think you will.
Yes. First time ever. All right, so we're going to talk about Malvern Manor. It's in Malvern, Iowa, which, like I said, is about 40 minutes away from Omaha. Real tiny town. It's got about like 1,100 people there. So blink and you'll miss it. So Malvern Manor was constructed in the 1880s. I think that's an 8. I scribbled.
1800s.
Oh, yeah. 1800s. And then I scribbled, I think, an 8 over the 0. It was constructed in the 1800s. So at first, it was a hotel that serviced the railroad that was coming through town. Lots of people would come and go, and it was the first hotel in town. Captain was one of the first owners. We're going to talk about him later. In the 1950s, it became a nursing home. But that didn't last for very long. It only lasted about 20 years. And it was shut down by the state of Iowa in 1970s due to the hallways not being wide enough. Like, it just wasn't constructed as a nursing home should be. Doorways weren't wide enough for wheelchairs. Hallways weren't. All kinds of things. During this time, though, while it was a nursing home, they did add a newer section onto it in 1956. And that one section has wider hallways, wider doorways. Like, you can tell that's kind of more recently constructed. So in the 1970s, like I said, it was shut down. At that point, it became a mental health group home. This is kind of where we get a lot of our stories from. They had kind of everybody that you can imagine there. They would have people with developmental disabilities. So they had people with Down syndrome. They'd also have people who were seriously mentally ill, multiple personalities. They had people who were coming down off of alcohol and drugs who just needed a place to sober up for a couple of days. And they also had some murderers there.
Just thrown in the mix.
Just throwing in the mix some murderers around, you know, some developmentally disabled people. Yeah. That makes sense.
There was no rules. It was just like, put everybody there.
And I wanted to ask, why weren't they in jail? But I didn't.
I feel like I could be making this up. Didn't he say there were some overcrowding issues?
In the jail, maybe.
I didn't catch that. I just assumed that, you know, some of them do have underlying mental health disorders. And
Sure. And there's state hospitals for that versus like a group home.
Maybe. I mean, I don't know. Are there tons of them?
I mean, it just struck me as odd because this isn't like a group home that's like locked down. Like there's no like locked facility, locked doors. So it's what's keeping this murderer here?
And yeah, that's a good point. It probably is more of the overcrowding issue.
So this group home ran up until 2005. So really pretty recently until it was shut down then. And after that went through some owners. And one of the owners at the time was just talking about how there was some experiences there. People had some paranormal experiences. And the current owner now, his name is Josh Hurd. He's very cool. You should check him out.
100%.
Yes.
He's hilarious.
Hilarious, knowledgeable. He is a paranormal investigator. Yeah. And was just coming through town shooting a documentary and happened to meet the owner of this Malvern Manor and got to talking. And he was like, yeah, you want to come look at it for a couple hours? And he said, like, in the first 2 hours, he had more experience than he's ever had anywhere.
Right.
And was like, I don't think you realize what you have here.
Yeah.
And so that owner ended up having to move out of state and Josh bought it from him and is now running it for people who want to go ghost hunting.
Basically. Which, by the way, if anybody has any haunted property around Kansas City.
Yeah, let us know so we can buy it from you.
We'll buy it from you. Probably.
Yes. Yeah.
100%. Probably. That's my dream.
Yes. Boydson had a very long talk with Josh about how he came to own this because this is her dream.
I'm currently renting, but I'll forego buying an actual house to buy a haunted house.
What if it's an old, like, dilapidated house? I think we should all go in on it and start a fun stuff there. Let's do it.
And it's really cool because, like, when you go in there, a lot of stuff there is original. Like, wheelchairs are still there that were there. Some patients left behind belongings there, like glasses and
clothes.
Yeah. So, like, they kept everything original. They have not spruced it up, cleaned it out, nothing like that, except for, like, a couple rooms they use as their office. So, that kind of, I don't know, I like that. It leads to the creepy factor.
Well, and it is strange. It's like, it looks like people just up and left, like in a hurry almost.
Yeah. And he didn't really say too much about what happened in 2005 with the group home being shut down. I mean, my best guess is there's been mental health budget cuts all over.
Yeah.
And so something got cut and they just didn't have funding for it anymore.
Yeah.
But I don't know. He didn't really say too much. So they may have left up in a rush. It might have been the state doing something. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Which makes you sad. Like, where did they go?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
Right. So we're going to kind of go a little bit room by room because that's how he did the tour with us, Josh did. And we can talk about the history in each room.
Perfect.
To kind of go from there. So the first room we'll talk about is Gracie's room. So Gracie, this is on the first floor, and she had a dissociative identity disorder. I called it the doll room because there was like a ton of dolls in there. Which was creepy.
Yeah, and he did say that people would bring things too.
Yeah,
and
people leave them bring there. Things. Mm-hmm. So she was able to shift her voice to sound male. So they would have nurses come by and they would hear male voices coming from her room.
I just had a thought when you were saying that about one of our recordings later.
Okay. Remember it.
Okay.
All right. So she was able to shift her voice to sound male. Nurses would come by and they would hear like a deep male voice coming from her room. And go in there because they're like, a boy shouldn't be in her room.
Yeah.
And it would just be her. And so they would sit there for hours and they said they heard her do various voices. It's estimated she had about 13 personalities, which, fun mental health fact, that's really unheard of. First off, it is a lot.
Yeah.
DID is very, very rare in and of itself. But most people who have DID have like 3 to 5 personalities tops. 13's a lot.
Right.
So her glasses are still there. That's one of the cool things in the room that was left behind. And like, you're allowed to touch the glasses and
you could put them on if you want.
You could put them on. I didn't. I did touch them, but I didn't put them on.
There was a cot in that room, too.
Yeah, there was a little cot there.
Lindsay wouldn't lay on it.
No.
She wouldn't put the glasses on. She wouldn't lay on it. I made all these requests, and she's like, no, I'm not doing that.
I'm not laying on a bare mattress that I don't know what bodily stains are there.
I get that. But I mean, you could sit on it.
It had been... This winter was pretty harsh. I feel like anything that was on it would be dead now.
Okay. Well, that doesn't make me feel better. And then, so, like I said, this is on the first floor. The first floor has, you know, the kitchen, which was our safe spot. And then it had Josh's office down there. It had, like, a living room kind of area that had all these couches. That's where we slept. That was a safe spot. Bathroom. And then it has the gentleman's parlor as well, which this is just a room where we actually went Facebook and Instagram Live.
We did.
For a while. It has lots of wheelchairs around
there. That's where we did the Britney Spears dance.
And that is where we did the Britney Spears dance. So this was the gentleman's parlor, the captain. It has a huge portrait of him. And then you go, there's a staircase. You're going down the hallway. That's where Gracie's room is. There's a few other rooms that he didn't really name. But then that hallway ends in the newest nursing home addition.
Right.
You guys want to talk a little bit about that little nursing home addition? The end of the hallway?
Did you want to give the history behind that?
Yeah, let's do the history and then we'll go over our experiences.
Yeah.
So, like I said, this was added in 1956. There's like this huge med cabinet that still had like names of residents on it, which was kind of cool. Most of them were taken off because of HIPAA, so don't worry.
Oh, HIPAA. If you write in Sharpie, HIPAA can't get you though. Right.
So, the hallway goes off to the left and to the right. So, on when you're facing... I guess when you walk in, it's on the left side. There is a shadow man that hangs out right outside room two that rushes out at people. And he was like, it's really quick. Like normally he'll rush out at you. And as soon as you start to flinch, he's gone. So it doesn't touch people, just rushes at you.
Right. Which an interesting story was that he brought some of the original nurses who worked there.
Yes.
He brought them back. And their version of the story was the patient was really tall, big
guy. 6'7".
And that he would often, you know, run out of the room to scare people for fun. Like it wasn't to be mean, but he thought he was being funny.
Yeah. And he was nonverbal and he had also killed some people. So he was one of the people who was there for, you know, murder. And like you said, would chase the nursing staff. Josh said that it's totally random. It happens during the day. It happens during the night. They've seen it happen up to 4 times a day. And he's like, it hasn't happened for a couple weeks, so it's due.
Right.
And that's how he left it. We're all like,
okay.
Good jokes, Josh.
Also, on that floor, there is Rebecca. She was in room 7. She was a woman who, in her 30s, who was dropped off by her husband. So she had trichotillomania, which is the obsessive disorder where you pull out your hair, eyelashes, things like that. Mm. So there's a mirror in her room and she would stand there at the mirror and just tear her hair out.
Man, that's so sad.
Yeah. And they said medications didn't work on this for her. Nothing really helped. And she just kind of like wasted away.
Yeah.
Was the word he used. And I was like, that's terrible.
Yeah.
They also think that, so kind of backtracking a little bit, when they came in and took ownership, like I said, a lot of stuff was original, including like nursing records.
Right.
So there's a lot of medical records there. And so he said that some records mentioned her possibly being a victim of sexual abuse.
Yes.
From the other residents in that facility. That's in Rebecca's room. Supposedly hauntings in her room. She likes women. She likes to brush and pull up people's hair. She likes to tug on your clothes. Okay. So we're going to go upstairs. Upstairs has two hallways. So the first hallway we're going to call the bloody hallway. And that's because there's stains and smears and blood all over the hallway.
Yeah. The interesting part about that, though, is that he meaning Josh, thinks that it was probably from squatters more than likely. Because if you've ever worked in the medical field at all, if there's blood on a wall.
Yeah, they're going to clean that up.
They're probably going to clean it up. Yeah. Plus, there was lots of it. It's not like just a drop or two. Like, it's a handprint smeared multiple places.
Yeah, it was. And he had it tested.
Yes.
So he knows it's blood. And they said it was from the same person.
Right.
So.
Interesting.
Who knows? Like we said, you know, this building was empty for a while. So room 24 is the captain's room. Where people report being punched, bit, and kicked, mainly after being provoked. So that is the former owner who does not like people to antagonize him. Susie's room is down there. She was a middle-aged woman who was mentally at the age of about 8 or 9. She loves to color and interact with other people. So there's coloring books all in there. There's pages, coloring pages people have stuck up on the wall addressing her. I think you kind of got us on.
Yep, on live.
On live, where me and Boydston colored some pictures for her.
Yep.
The interesting fact about Susie is she's the only spirit who stays in her room. All the other spirits kind of roam around, but they said Susie will only be in her room.
And he said that when they try to ask her why, she'll respond that he's coming.
Yes.
Or he's near or something.
He's along near, those lines. Yeah. Which we'll get to him. Mm-hmm. So next is Inez's room. And this is probably the saddest story, I think.
I agree, yeah.
So Inez Gibson, she was a little girl, 12 years old, who was playing outside with her brother. This is around like December 21st, 1900 is what they think. She was playing outside with her brother. She ran inside and he came and found her like 10 minutes later. And she was hanging by her jump rope in her closet. Really, really terrifying. One of the doctors, so the brother went and got help. And there was like a doctor who lived nearby, came back and tried to revive her. And they were unable to. And he ended up killing himself 10 days later.
Yeah.
Just because he was like so shaken by it and it haunted him. Sure. So they said in this room, there's a lot of toys there. There's like that floor piano that people have reported.
We tried to play that.
Yes. People have reported hearing that noise going off. There is child spirit that is heard running and crying and screaming. They said that there was no record of her being on property, and they think that this happened like across the street.
Right, which I thought was very interesting.
Yes. But they think that she still inhabits this area.
Yeah, he said that for whatever reason, she chooses to haunt this house.
Which, yeah, that's very weird.
Yeah.
Maybe she just wanted some friends.
You know,
maybe.
I truly believe that spirits are transient, so that makes sense.
It is, yeah. Yeah. So that's her room at the end of the hall. So we're going to go to the other side of the staircase, the other hallway. This is, we're going to start with room 15, which is Hank or Henry's room. We could never really get a...
Right.
Name on it. It was either Hank or Henry.
We'll have to listen back more.
He does not like women at all. And he has a couple dressers in there. One of the dressers has like all these clothes in it. Like you said, doesn't like people to touch his clothes. Doesn't like women to put them on. He doesn't like them being folded for some reason. And then another dresser next to it had fingernail and toenail clippings in the top drawer.
Yep. Real gross.
We didn't touch those. I think at one point them. I did ask, are these yours, Henry? Oh, I didn't touch them. Further down that hall, there's rooms 17 and 18. So 17 and 18, they're across the hall from each other. Reportedly, bed 18, he would sexually assault bed 17. And there's documentation and nursing report that backs this up. But he said that it's like reported like 150 plus times.
Right.
So they thought, and when they did EVP sessions, they got it's love. So they're like, maybe this was something consensual. Yeah. Nursing staff would have done something if this was like 150 times unconsensual.
Which this would have been. This would have been probably fairly early, like 50s, 60s.
So. And they lived together for 5 years, or they lived in their rooms for 5 years. So it's just a long time, too. Let's hope it was consensual.
Good.
That's very, very sad if it went on for 5 years and was reported that many times.
Yeah.
So, and then at the very end of that hall is the attic, which has the most terrifying stairs in the world to go up and down.
Literally the world's tiniest staircase.
So, like, we had to go up sideways almost.
I went up forward and I hit my knee and I had a bruise.
It was very small.
This is why you sign the waiver when you go in.
Exactly right.
The staircase is so small.
So the attic has reports of disembodied voices. It's a very small attic, too. Let me say that.
Yeah. Very except small. For the ceilings were pretty open. Like, you can stand up and walk around in there.
There's reports of growling and scratching, demonic voices, and personal items were left behind in the crawl spaces in the attic. He has, like, a couple beers set out because he thinks it's someone who likes to drink and smoke. Yeah. He leaves those out to appease the spirit.
And you kind of alluded to this, but he, like, thoroughly investigated the crawl spaces.
Yes, he did. Just to make sure it wasn't animals because, like, you know, he's hearing scratching and growling.
Right.
So he's like, what if it's a raccoon?
Sure.
So he crawled through all of it and he couldn't find anything. And they said one thing about this place is that, like, the voices that you hear sound like they're coming from, like, around you.
Interesting you say that.
Yes. Mm-hmm. We'll come back to that one. The last entity or spirit is, he refers to himself as number one. and goes all over the place. So he's not in any specific area. They've found him all over. And he's not a friendly guy either, but just refers to himself as number one.
Right.
So that is Malvern Manor.
Good job.
Thank you.
It's a big or a place than you would think, at least from the outside. It's There's like so many rooms. I mean, it's impossible to investigate everything in one night.
Right.
And we were there all night.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, we stayed all night. Just the three of us. So we got pretty good experiences, I would say.
Yeah. Where do you guys want to start? You want to start at the bottom?
Yeah.
Yeah. You want to start attic?
Oh, good question. What do you want to do, Boyston? I have no feelings one way or the other. I'm bad at making decisions. I don't know if you knew that.
All three of us are.
Let's just start at the bottom.
All right. Start at the bottom. Okay.
Love it.
So bottom, we did the gentleman's parlor. We did, that's where we went live and did some flashlight stuff there.
It made a TikTok.
I didn't get any EVPs from there because we were talking and doing live the whole time. So
side note, if you haven't seen that TikTok, please go watch because Lindsay does the most amazing, like out of control lawnmower move.
Yes.
I've never seen anything like it, but you're welcome. Was
also
amazing.
While we were live.
Oh gosh, you're going to bring this up.
I was sitting in a chair closest to the door that leads to the stairs upstairs.
Uh-huh. Oh yes, I remember.
And Lindsay's just sitting across, you know, across the room, just like
in a wheelchair.
In a wheelchair, yeah. Of course. And nonchalantly, she just looks over, like looks out the doorway, and she's like, "I just saw somebody." I was like,
"See, I swear to God."
And these two, of course, are losing, and they're like, "What?
What did first you of all, see? We were very calmly losing it. Yes,
thank you.
Neither of us got super excited.
You weren't like freaked out.
We were like, okay, thank you. You had an experience, and
we tried to get her to commit to having an experience, and she's like, I mean, it's probably just my eyes saying.
I'm just gonna go ahead and say this: that I think that this is the most, like, the strongest experience you've had thus far
at Malvern. Yeah.
Why do you gotta be like,
no, I was thinking,
just don't bring it up with
no,
her.
No, the strongest,
good point.
The strongest experience I think we had, or I like one isolated incident was Belvoir.
Because you could hear it in the moment.
Yes. But like put all together. Yes. I think Malvern was put all together. Yes.
Okay. I mean, if you put everything like your feeling, your, what you saw,
right,
what you heard in your recordings. Yes, I think so.
So I just wanted to point out that we did not get anything in the gentleman's parlor.
That's true. And yeah. I will kind of. So to explain what I saw or thought I saw or whatever. So our safe room, like I said, was right there. This place is very cold. So he just has like blankets in the doorway to try to keep the heat in.
Yeah.
Because our safe spots are the only place heated. And so the lights were on in there. So it kind of casts like some light down that hallway where the stairs are. And we're in a room right off of where the stairs are. So our room was dark, but I could still see some light coming from the safe spot.
So it created shadows.
Yes.
Yes, and that's so what you're trying to say.
I was just looking by that doorway and saw something like just kind of peek out. It didn't like cross in front, and it was not a shape or anything like that. It was just like a shadow that peeked out and went back. And I was like, weird. So I went to follow it. That's what I did.
Yeah, of course.
And the stairs are right there to my left as soon as you go through that doorway. And so I kind of looked upstairs and I was like, is anyone up there? Like, can you make a noise? And didn't hear anything or see anything there. So who knows?
Well, I believe that you believe you saw that.
I saw something peek out. I saw something peek out.
I love that for you. I'm so excited for you.
Okay, stop it. And as soon as it happened, you guys were like, watch, Lindsay's going to deny it here in a second and say it was nothing.
I'm so glad. You pointed that out.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I did forget about that, but I wrote it in my notes that I thought I saw something.
Nicely done.
Okay.
All right. So let's move down the hall to the Shadow Man hallway.
Do you want to go there or
Gracie's stop in room? Gracie's room on the way?
Yeah, but we didn't spend a ton of time.
She did.
Lindsay did.
Yes, but you spent time there and we spent most of the time in the hallway.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you talk about Gracie's room.
So I went in Gracie's room while they went down to the hallway because, you know, they were like, Lindsay, go do this room by yourself.
Because it was like a mental health patient.
It was a mental health patient, yeah. So I went in, did an EVP session. I didn't actually listen to this recording, though. So whoever did is going to have to back me up here.
That's me.
That's you. Okay.
We'll make him our receipts.
So I was in there for like...
titled Gracie's room.
Oh, look at that. You put some good handwriting there, too, at the top.
I can if I try.
It's some good lettering. I like it. I spent 15, 20 minutes there. Not very long.
Not very long.
Yeah. Probably 20 minutes or so. Yeah.
Okay. So what else happened there?
So at one point, Lindsay heard a moan after she asked about the food.
What about food? Did you like the food here? Yeah, I was like, do you like the food here? I was just talking to Gracie.
Food was that good.
And then you hear things that I can't hear on the recording because I can hear you asking, what was that? Or I think I heard something. Mm-hmm. And I can't hear it on the recording though. And at one point you asked if she had any friends there, I believe, or something about friends.
Sure. Yeah.
That sounds like you. And there's a female voice that I can't understand what she's saying.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Do you have a lot of friends here?
So,
and you said something earlier when I was talking about Gracie's room, you were like, when I said male voices.
Yes, but that I think applies more to upstairs.
Okay.
So just remind me when we get there.
Okay.
Lindsay would like to let the record show.
Oh gosh.
That there is a green light under the bed with no light source.
Yes.
Can you tell me about that?
So, aliens.
There
you,
was.
You made that a let the record show. That's her favorite thing.
I do it like really to let the record show. So the bed, like we said, it's just like a little cot and it's kind of up probably like a foot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Not very it's high just up.
It's like a roll out.
Yeah. And so I was in there by myself. I had the recorder. I don't think I had flashlights with me.
No, you made it a point. There was no other light source in the room.
So it was completely dark, but I saw like a green light like go off for like a split second. I did have a cat ball in there with me, but the cat ball was not going off.
Yeah, you would know. It's like lots of flashing.
It's flashed and it would have blinded me.
Yeah.
And so I like kind of looked at it the first time and then it did it again like a few seconds later and I was like, huh. And so before I left, I let the record show first. And then before I left to come find you guys, I just used like my phone flashlight and looked under and didn't see anything. Of course, I didn't get down on my hands and knees because the floor's gross. But
maybe Rebecca has, or
no.
I stooped
down. I always call her Rebecca. Maybe Gracie has green eyes.
I don't know. It's just one little green light.
One little green eye underneath the cot. Okay.
Proceed.
That's all I heard from there.
So female EVP.
I did hear a female voice. Yeah.
Very cool.
After you asked about friends. I don't have any idea what she was saying. And then just like you said.
Yeah.
That you were hearing things, which for you, you don't say that very often. So that's why I made sure to write that down. But I heard that more at this place than ever.
I did. In all my recordings, I do catch myself saying that I heard something or saw something.
Which is why I think we were all pretty affected by this place.
You guys want to tell me about what you guys were doing while I was in Gracie's room?
Mm-hmm. I'll let Boydston tell that one. I had the audio. But the audio was kind of a wash because all I heard was like stomach growling for, we tried to record this after we ate, I think. And it was like all of our stomachs growling for, and all of us going, well, that was my stomach. Oh, that was, nope, it's just going to keep happening. Oh, sorry.
And this was the coldest part of the whole house.
Yes.
I will say we were like coats, blankets, everything. So that's also why we didn't stay very long.
Right.
So this is the area where the shadow man is said to charge at you. And we set up night vision. We were down there. We were going to be down there for the long haul to just wait for this experience to happen.
Right.
And I don't really know how to explain it. If you guys have listened to our McIntyre Villa episode, you'll know that I had this weird experience down in their basement where I was just overcome with something and just absolutely anxious and terrified.
Uh-huh.
And it happened again at this location with the shadow man. And so we went over there and we were all just sitting kind of in a row against the hallway wall. We just kept looking down the hallway, and just as it progressed, I was just like, I have to get out of here. Like, I'm so uncomfortable. I just kind of shut down and got super anxious and like, there's something wrong here. Like, I need to get out. And so I called it quits that. I was like, for my own sanity and mental health, I need to stop. And so I was escorted very nicely back to our safe spot while you guys went back over and investigated a little bit longer.
Yes. Now, I will say, going back to the audio, I did write a few things down that we did have flashlight responses at three separate occasions, and they were in different locations of the hallway.
Yes.
So we thought that was interesting. We heard a knock right in front of us at one point, kind of by where the cabinets were.
Yep.
That was in front of us, though.
And we both at the same time go, that was in front of us.
Yeah.
Maybe that was one of the noises I heard because
it could have been.
Gracie's room is closed. Like it's the last room.
Yeah, they were
room
at the same time. The like I can hear you talking in the background.
Yeah. So maybe that was one of the noises I heard was the knock.
So good thing to point out too, that like I can tell the differences in our voices.
Yes, we all can. Yeah.
You hear us all the time. But also when it's right next to the recorder, it's a little different than hearing in the background. So when I heard a female voice, I heard it closer versus like us in the background.
Right.
And then I did maybe hear a whisper at some point, but it may have been movement, but neither of us called it out, which is not normal because the entire time, literally the entire time, we're like, I moved, I burped, I had a stomach growl.
Right.
I'm taking time. A drink.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
But yeah, at about 18 minutes in, which is not like Boydston, she was like, I'm uncomfortable, I got to get out of here. And the entire time I was the only one asking questions, which is, again, abnormal. So I could tell something was off and I was like, are you okay?
Yes. And I think we've said this before, like Boydston is the one out of the three of us who always wants to keep going and is pushing us to keep going. We're like, I need to pee. I need more drinks. Let's go do a TikTok.
I know. She's like, guys, come on. We need to focus. And I'm like, man, I want to do all these things.
This is our sleepover, not our investigation.
That is totally us.
So for the for the night vision, I didn't see anything. We did have a moment where the REM pod went off.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. About that.
And then strangely on this, we recorded down there twice. And the second time it only recorded for maybe 5 minutes and then it just shut off. Like it made this weird like audio glitch and then it just shut off, which it hadn't done. And we recorded even after that and it didn't do it then. So I don't really know.
Right. Yes, let's talk a little bit about the technical difficulties we had tonight.
Oh, that's true.
Good point. We had a ton. I use a little pink camera to take pictures for orbs, and the battery died almost instantly within 10 minutes of me using it, which is, it'll go all night. It was
upstairs, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
We had the recorders. We left recorders, two of them, going all night, and we'll talk about those later upstairs. And both of them messed up to the point where when we went upstairs at like 8:30 a.m. after 6 hours, they were showing recording still, which I thought was weird because normally they run out by then, but they were only showing recording for like 2.5 hours. And I was like, they were both recording when we left. It's been 6 hours. Yeah. It says it's been recording for 2.5.
So they were off and then they were on.
So they, both of them recorded as soon as we left them up there, went off after 3 hours.
Yeah, it's hard to say.
Like 3 hours or so, because I listened to both of them. And then shut off and turned back on for about 35 minutes before we came up and grabbed them.
Mm-hmm. Just bizarre stuff that's never really happened to us before with the equipment.
One of those 35-minute ones, it was the one by Inez's room. I was listening to it, and it was and I talked to Boyson about this. I haven't told you about this, so just wait.
Uh-oh.
It was the weirdest recording I've ever heard in my life. Like, I thought it was recording from when we weren't there because I can hear footsteps, and I was like, maybe that's us coming to come get it. And I was like, maybe we were asleep, I don't know. But then I can hear us talking like we're in Hank's room, but it's far enough away that it's like sounds like it's out in the hallway by Hank's room, but both recorders were in Hank's room with us.
What?
So it's not Hank's room. So I was like, this is, I mean, hold on, these are my notes. I said the end of that other one, so it started back up on its own right when we woke up. I can hear us walking downstairs, but when I picked it up, it showed one long continuous blah, blah. So the end of this 36-minute recording is me picking it up going, huh, that's weird. So it's like the morning.
Okay.
So that's how I knew it was the morning. But then I'm like, I put 5 minutes in. I said, I'm confused because now this is when we Facebook lived upstairs. One of us is messing with the recorder. You can hear somebody like touching it, messing with it, like putting it down.
Maybe, yeah.
So then I was like, that's weird. And then I can hear, I said, I think this is down by the attic. We're talking to Hank now. I'm really confused. And I kept hearing this clicking noise, which I thought was the water in the bucket, but that's the opposite hallway. So no, it wasn't me, water
you,
in the bucket.
You can tell.
Right. And yeah. I listened to 3 hours of the water in the bucket.
At 6 hours.
Okay. Yes. So I was like, this is a different popping noise. There was lots of background noises that we were not calling out, like popping, like a fire crackling almost. Huh. And then I was like, where is this recorder? So I listened to the night vision out in the hallway.
Okay.
And we were more far away from this recorder than the night vision. But we had both recorders with us because I had one, she had one.
Yeah.
And then I could hear weird noises. I could hear birds chirping like it was morning time.
Wait, what?
Like you could hear birds chirping throughout the whole thing.
So we were in Hank's bedroom though?
Supposedly in Hank's bedroom.
Know. Right. So, but.
But then hearing birds chirping.
Oh, it's like they've like it was morning. Each other or something.
So I wrote all of this down. This was like Sunday night. Boydston wasn't there. Monday night, I'm like, I need you to listen to just a few minutes of this recording. It's the weirdest thing.
Yeah.
I pull it up. You can't hear us talking to Hank. Like, that's all gone. You can still hear the birds chirping and the popping noises and all that, but you don't hear, like, one of us picking up the recorder and messing with it. It's like the recording completely changed from what I heard.
Here's my opinion. I think it was a glitch in the Matrix.
I agree.
It was weird. Like, I listened to the whole thing again, and, like, I could hear us talking to Hank. Not loud. I couldn't hear you guys, but I could hear me every now and then. And I could hear like me putting on.
But you
were
sitting right in front of us, no farther than this.
And when I was sitting in the room, the recorder was literally like almost in my lap.
Yeah, I think we put it out in front of you too.
And she had the other recorder. So yeah. I was like, whatever, like this recorder's not in the room with us, but like also, why is it picking up birds chirping when we were in Hank's room at like 1 a.m?
I'm telling you, some weird shit happened at that place.
So I think that recording messed up somehow and crossed two recordings together. But then the next night, I don't know.
Yeah.
But the next night when I tried to listen to it, I couldn't hear anything. Like, I even wrote down 5:40. One of us messes with it. There's nothing at 5:40.
Lindsay, you discovered a glitch in the Matrix.
It was very weird.
It was mm-hmm. meant for you to find all these weird things.
But it has to be like one of the ones at the end of that hallway, because at the very end of it, you hear me and Boydston walking up. She goes to get the one from Captain's room. I go to get this one, and you hear me go, oh, that's weird, and then click it off. Huh. That's just what I said when I saw that it was recording still. I don't know.
I don't know how to explain. I can't explain any of that.
But if it was that one down at the end of the hall, as soon as it starts, you can hear footsteps, which 30 minutes before that, we were still downstairs.
That's literally why I kept asking, like, where were we? Because
mm-hmm. yeah.
that's all I can hear is do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Yeah.
Over and over and over for like a full hour.
Yeah.
So I hear you.
Do you guys want to say anything about Rebecca's room?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. So enough about the technical difficulties. We had a lot of them. We don't know what happened.
Yes, for sure. There was a lot going on there.
But Sarah and I went to Rebecca's room while Boydston was kind of having her safe space mm-hmm. moment. This is literally the last room we went to. I think you were kind of done at that point. And so you were in the safe space. So me and Sarah went to Rebecca's room, which
I was brave. I couldn't believe it.
You were very brave.
I mean, thank you.
So this is the woman who had
been waiting for somebody to say that. I
have. She's the one who
I was brave multiple times this night, but I'm not sure it paid off. Continue though.
I think you are. This was the woman who obsessively pulled out her hair.
Yeah.
There is a, what is it that's hanging in the closet?
It's a bag of water.
Yeah.
Bag of water. And another paranormal group had been there investigating the week before and had seen it moving back and forth on its own.
Right. Yes.
So we went in there for a while and hung out.
We sure did. Lindsay and I, we got lots of flashlight responses, and we had one flashlight mm-hmm. on the sink where she was said to have stood in front of.
Right.
And, you know, pull out her hair from her disorder and anxiety. But we got lots of them. And at one point, I got an orb across the camera. So I did record, like video record.
Yes.
I reviewed that too. And I remember I saw it go by. And in my head, I thought, oh, there's an orb. And then on camera, you can hear me go, oh, an orb just went by in front of the camera. So there's that. But Lindsay points out, though, at one point that there is a cord moving. Do you remember this?
Yes. It was like from the window drapes.
Yeah.
And I just looked over, I was next to the window, and I just looked over because I think a flashlight was up on the windowsill there.
Yeah.
And so I looked at the flashlight, which wasn't going off, and the cord was just swinging back and forth.
Yeah. So I actually do have that on video. It's mm-hmm. it's swaying back and forth just ever so slightly.
And there's, like we said, no heat, no draft, nothing.
No, there's definitely nothing in there. We had been sitting for minutes by then, so it should have stopped. And I will say, though, that this is where I know for me personally, and you mentioned this in the audio, but this is where I started having a lot of like in more intense mm-hmm. physical symptoms, which is new.
Right.
For me at this place, I had never really experienced that before.
You had quite a few symptoms here.
Yeah. And those were more upstairs because we started upstairs first. Yeah. So for us, Rebecca's room was later in the night. This was our last stop. And, I had horrible, like, throbbing headache, suddenly. Nausea, yes, and I knew it was just time to go, mm-hmm. and you had said multiple times you had a hard time taking a deep breath.
Yes, like, not that I felt anything negative or anything like that, but it just got hard to breathe down there.
Yeah. But again, yeah. You said it at multiple different times, which is not something you've done before. I may have heard some like really faint cries in there. And we were talking about some really personal stuff with her. Just trying to empathize and help her understand that it's okay. And so maybe there was some noises here and there, but nothing amazing down there, I would say.
Yeah. Okay. So now we're going to go upstairs. And like you said, we went upstairs first when we got there.
Yeah.
And really, Hank's room? Was that the first place we went?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. So Hank's room.
Oh, man. Where do we start?
Hank's room was startlingly active.
100%. Probably the most active room. And I listened to that recording and I was sending you guys screenshots of it because it was just crazy.
Really, it was.
So that's the first place we went. And, you know, we try and historically we just ease into it. Nothing really happens right. for the first bit of time. And then things start happening. But it was almost immediate. Like within, I want to say 3 minutes of us sitting down together, Sarah and I both heard something and we're like, that wasn't any of us. Like something's making noises up here. And that just started kind of a catalyst for a whole bunch of stuff.
Lots of temperature drops were happening.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes. Lots of flashlight responses.
Yes. And some intelligent too, like especially whenever Lindsay starts being
Lindsay and started folding the clothes.
Yes. Antagonizing.
Trying them on.
All those things she said that Hank didn't like, she did all of them.
I did go a little Zach at one point and I said, Hank, you don't talk to me. I'm going to try your clothes on again. And he didn't talk, so I tried his clothes on again.
She put them on.
I did put them on. Boys even got a picture of it.
I do.
All right. So I was listening to, we had a night vision going on right outside of this. So that's what I listened to and got.
Out in the hallway.
Yeah. Yes. Right outside Hank's room. So I can hear, obviously, the three of us in there talking to him. At about 14 minutes in, I hear a male voice that is talking over Sarah while she's talking.
Yes.
Almost sounded like robotic almost.
Yep.
Very creepy. I kept hearing a weird chirping sound and wondered if this was our equipment, but Boydson told me it wasn't any of our equipment that would have made that noise.
No.
And that's just kind of sporadically throughout. At one point, Sarah, you thought you heard a whisper. I didn't catch anything on the night vision, but you said you heard something.
I may have heard. I mean, there was a lot of stuff going on in there.
There's a lot. And shortly after you said that, like a minute after you said that, that male voice came back again.
Mm. Oh, weird. I didn't know it was that timing.
Uh-huh. It was about a minute later, a male voice came out. We were not doing the spirit box or anything like that at this time. Let me just go ahead and say that.
Can you explain what you heard on the video?
I couldn't make out what this voice was saying. There's more male voices that I think I can make it out.
But let's point out that there were no males with us.
No, no males. Just the three of us, literally.
So it could be, in my opinion, this is what I wanted to remember.
Oh, okay.
This made me think that it was kind of, it sounded like a male voice, but it could have been a female impersonating a lower voice. So it may have been Gracie coming upstairs.
Could have been.
I don't know, because it sounds like it could have been a lower female voice too.
That's true.
But it was definitely none of us because they had recorders going and you cannot hear us saying those things.
Right.
And what I hear is Lindsay asking, what's one way that you can communicate with us? And you hear a male voice saying, flashlight. Mm-hmm. And then I hear a whisper saying, is it a ghost?
Right after.
Wow.
Do you guys hear anything on there?
I heard flashlight for sure. Like it's clear. No. Very clear.
You must listen to it again. I hear it very clearly. And it sounds like somebody whispering into the recorder. Because if it was a whisper, you cannot hear us in Hank's room. But it's somebody going, is it a ghost?
I start trying on the clothes. And at one point, I'm like, oh, I don't know if I can get this shirt on. And I hear, and then I go, woo, or whatever, because I got it on.
Yeah.
And as soon as I said, like, woo, it went, no.
Ooh, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. So there's that. At various points, there's like a whisper. Like I can't make it out, but it's for like several seconds. Something is whispering something.
To hear that.
You talked about feeling anxious when I was trying on the clothes.
And I think that's where your headache started.
Mm-hmm. You like did not like it when I was putting the clothes on.
Yeah.
But you didn't say anything until like minutes after I had taken them off. You're like, I didn't like that.
Well, so I don't want to be the annoying person that has all these headaches and feelings, but I also don't get headaches when we go investigating. I don't think I ever remember reporting a headache.
Mm-hmm.
But I definitely did starting there. And that was the first thing of the night. And it was pretty intense. It was every time we'd go out to investigate, it got not great.
Shortly after that, I heard footsteps, which could have been one of us. But again, none of us called out that we were moving. And we stayed in that room. So unless one of us was walking around the room, but who knows. Shortly after that, again, there was like a meow, almost a cry. It was very faint.
No cats in the building.
Either. No cats in the building. No animals in the building.
Yeah.
Is it another ghost cat?
It could be a ghost cat. But 5 seconds after that cry is where you hear flashlight and that deep voice that's very clear.
Yeah.
And then like...
What I heard.
Yeah, what you heard. A couple bangs. I heard a no again. So a second no came through. After a little bit of time here, we left that night vision going and we went upstairs to the attic. So we're up in the attic. I waited until like we all sat down up there and wasn't hearing any footsteps or us moving around. And I hear a bang. And then I hear something that almost sounds like singing.
Yep, I agree.
I'm not really sure. And then I hear another bang shortly after that. So that was all on the night vision camera.
Who knows? We were not singing upstairs.
We were not. And it was literally like 2 seconds of singing.
Yeah.
Like a... Uh-huh, right. And if I'm going to sing, it's going to be longer than that. Listen.
It's going to be full karaoke.
You had one of the recorders in Hank's room, right?
Yeah. So I was actively like live listening with headphone noise canceling headphones.
Yeah.
And I really don't hear much of anything. There might be a spot where I hear a kind of a whisper, but I can't isolate what it says.
Yeah. It makes me wonder.
So hard in the moment, too.
They were all just like outside in the hallway.
Yeah.
Like, didn't come in the room.
I think, did we ever say something like, I feel like it's right outside of the room?
That's when we heard that noise.
You guys both talked about hearing something out in the hallway. Okay.
All right. I didn't have this audio, if you can't tell.
Yeah. No, you're good. There was a lot.
Yeah.
There's a lot of voices.
One more thing before we move on. It was interesting. We put our K2 or EMF detector out in the middle of the room.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
And we joke that our EMF is broken because we never get very many responses. But it was out there, and then all of a sudden it went to, a 3?
Yeah.
On the 3 out of 5?
Yep.
And it stayed there for
a few minutes.
5 minutes or so?
Right.
And then went down, and then later did it again. And just to remind you all, there is no source of electricity up in this area, so there's no reason for this to be going off.
And all our phones are on airplane mode at this time.
Yep. And I tried to move it slightly in the hallway, too, in the room, just to see if that would help. Mm-hmm. And it was stuck there. Just interesting.
So I think this room was where we had the most evidence.
Definitely, yes.
So you had the recorder for the one you were live listening to, right?
Mm-hmm.
Did anybody get the recorder for the other one, or is that the one that messed up? Because I was recording on mine.
There is a file from the recorder you had that says it's the first one, and it just says 0 minutes.
Ah. So there you go. Maybe it messed up at some point there.
Huh.
Interesting. Because then, this was the first place we went. That would have been the first recording. I remember pushing record.
You're right.
I could have messed it up and not hit record or something. But then when I was listening to the Matrix recorder, it was us there.
Ah, something glitched.
But it wasn't the whole thing.
Something is weird.
But also your Matrix recorder, the second time you tried to play it, there was nothing.
Right. And that Matrix recorder, we're going to keep calling it that. So we were in Hank's room at least 48 minutes because that's how long I have the night vision.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, I have the night vision going to like past an hour, but at 48 minutes, I reported hearing something. And at an hour, we were up in the attic. So 50 minutes-ish, we're going to say. That recorder was only 36 minutes long. So attic is where we went next.
Oh, boy. Here is where things went downhill for Boydston, I will say.
I think this is where you started feeling uncomfortable.
So we duck walked our way up those stairs. They're not wide enough for you to walk both feet facing forward.
Like a normal person.
Yeah, so you got to turn your feet out to the side.
Sorry.
But if you do that, you bonk your knees. So
plus, it's so steep, and the actual steps are half of a length of your foot.
Yeah, that's what I mean. You can't step on it fully.
Bizarre. Yeah,
I'm showing with my hands. I know you guys can't see me, but it's like this, not this. Oh my god, that sexy laugh! Are you trying to turn me on? It's working. You know exactly what I meant.
I know.
And I hit my knees every time on the walls.
Listeners, I wish you could see the hand motions.
I think we decided to just crawl up and down it like a ladder.
Yes, that's what he told us. So we went there, and this place, from 28 seconds in, was giving us activity. It was, I got a bang, like, right away, and I was like, oh, that was a car. And both of you were like, no, it wasn't. And then, as if on cue, like
a car. Sounds right. It was not Lindsay.
No, but as if on cue, a car drove by. At that point, you go, that's a car. Like, I don't know what a car is.
That sounds right. We got to point out the obvious. You're wrong, and here's why.
Flashlight responses. We're getting lots of those up there.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
The fun starts a few minutes in. We're sitting, like, all in a row, but there's, like, a recorder in between me and Sarah. And I hear a growl, like, three of them back to back to back. And I was like, did you guys hear that? And you're both like, no. I'm like, there's something, like, three times in a row.
Yeah. Again, I want to point out how we, like, overly call out. That was my stomach.
Yes.
Every time, because we want to make sure.
Yes.
We've gotten really good at that. And I didn't hear it, but to be fair, I don't have the best hearing without the headphones on, so.
Well, and at first I called out your stomach for you guys. I was like, is that one of your stomachs? And you're both like, nope.
Nope.
And then I heard a bang or a growl after that again, and then another growl after that again. Like, these are a few minutes apart. And you were hearing these growls at this point, too.
I did, and I don't know if I called him. Maybe I did call it a growl.
But
I definitely heard something.
Right.
Yeah.
And you were hearing it out of the ear facing me, and I was hearing it out of the ear facing you. So it was in between me and Sarah.
Yes, that is very true. We'll call growls because they sounded like growls.
Yeah, they sounded like growls. At one point, I think I got an EVP as well, but I can't make out what it says. And that was pretty much right after that EVP, which all three of us heard it live. We heard something.
Oh.
Is when Boydson's like, nope, I'm done. Let's go.
Oh, interesting. I want to know what it was.
So I had the other recorder for the attic. And 17 seconds after I started the recorder, we get a bang.
Uh-huh.
And then, like she said, lots of flashlights. I heard a whistle. And then I heard a whisper saying no. And then right after that, a growl.
Who's that? Who's that? Who's that?
And then a few minutes later, I heard another growl. Mm-hmm. At one point, we turned Sarah's app on.
Oh, yeah.
And it started glitching.
Yeah, it doesn't do that.
Which it has never done, and we've used it for over a year now.
Yeah, add that to the technical difficulties.
Right. So then finally I hear another growl on there, and like she said, I mean, I was like, it's like three strikes and you're out. Three growls and we're out of here.
That's exactly what it was. Boyson was like, wrap it up, we're out.
Yeah, literally like as soon as the growl, like the EVP growl came on or whatever, and she's like, nope, I'm done.
Yep.
After we're all like, did you hear that?
We all have our limits. I understand. I'm glad to know that growls are your limits, though.
I learned them.
So you felt very uncomfortable up there.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, this is where I started to feel very like, there's something not right here.
You were kind of a different person from there on out. And
yes, you were.
Which is terrifying.
Yeah. I mean, ghost hunts.
Bad. It was just you weren't yourself. You normally are like, let's go out, let's do these things,
and you love it.
And you were very timid and didn't want to do the things.
Yeah, right. We all have so much fun on these things. You know, we take it seriously, but we have a ton of fun.
You got to keep it light somehow.
But obviously. It was like after that, like you were just like
very cautious,
very cautious, very careful. Yeah,
I should have heeded the warning. I did not.
So we lasted in the attic for 17 minutes. Not long at all.
It's really not long. And we did not want to go back. We were done.
And it wasn't because of cold. Like, it was probably one of the warmest places in the building.
It definitely was. Yeah.
But yeah, we did not go back there. We were done after that.
Yeah. And I wouldn't say we were like super scared, but we were like, we got what we need. It's time to move on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Plus, like we mentioned, it's so big. you can only spend time in certain areas and be done.
Right. So after the attic, we came back downstairs and there's room 17 and 18.
Yep.
Where this consensual, maybe non-consensual right. relationship was.
I called it the lover's hall.
The lover's hall. So you guys went in room 18, I believe, and I went in room 17 across the hall from y'all.
Yes.
So I had one recorder with me on that one. At one point, I got a low male voice or a growl.
I did not know that.
That was almost right away. That was not even a minute in. And then I thought I heard a pounding noise, but didn't catch anything. I said on the recording that I was like, "Do you guys hear that pounding?" And you guys were like, "No." And I was like, "No, like I felt the vibration like from the floor." So it was like
something in your room was moving.
Something, yeah, mm-hmm. was moving that I felt the vibration. I didn't catch anything, but around that time you said you heard a growl.
Oh, I don't remember.
Yeah. And then I got another growl about a minute later.
Huh.
We got lots of flashlight activities. And then at one point, both of us, kind of near the same time, were like, it just got really cold in here.
Huh. Yeah. We didn't last in those rooms very long either, about like 25 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And so after that, did we go to the bloody hallway?
That's our last spot to talk about.
Yep. Yep. So we went to the bloody hallway. We did Captain's room. We did Inez's room. We did Susie's room. So we kind of did all three of those. And we were living for a while.
Yeah.
Down that whole hallway, too.
Yeah.
Me and Boydston went in Susie's room. We colored her a picture mm-hmm. from the Tipsy Ghost.
I colored a school bus.
And I did a pterodactyl with a volcano that Sarah made a dirty joke about.
So something looked phallic in there. I can't remember. Oh, it was
the because volcano. Yeah. The volcano was erupting.
It was a very narrow. It was a very narrow volcano.
I yelled at her. I said, "Get out of Susie's room."
Sorry.
So when we left Susie's room, we left a cat ball on the dresser.
Yes. Yes. I put the cat ball on the dresser and we went to Captain's room and mm-hmm. continued our live, finished our live, and then once we were done with that, we were going to go somewhere else. So I went to get the cat ball out of the room, and it was in the middle of the floor.
So it's interesting you say that, because while we were living, Boydston says at one point, I felt my hair being pulled.
Mm-hmm.
And
in Captain's room.
In yes. Captain's room. And yeah, sorry if I didn't point that out. But I also remember looking out at some point and saying, oh, the cat ball went off.
Yes, and I remember seeing that too.
Yeah, but I thought it was just on the floor. I didn't know you guys had put it on.
Well, because we have three, and there was one yes. in the hallway, and we thought maybe it was the one in the hallway.
Yeah.
But we come back a little later, and we find out it wasn't the one in the hallway. It was the one in the room.
Susie's, yep, that had rolled off the dresser and was in the
middle. It wasn't rolled off. It was pushed.
It was pushed off the dresser. Sorry.
There was really no other way for it to come off. The dresser. Mm-hmm. It had been in there for minutes. It's yes. not like we put it down and it rolled off.
Right.
We were living for quite some time.
Quite some time.
And we're having experiences during the time when we were like, oh, look, the cat ball rolled. The cat ball's going off. I didn't put it together. I didn't know there was one on the dresser.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I just put it there like as an afterthought.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What do we get in Captain's room?
Besides the hair pulling, I don't I have just the overnight stuff.
I have the overnight
stuff. Lindsay was very upset at me for getting my hair pulled.
Yeah. I was jealous.
So I didn't say this because, again, I don't want to be the person that's like, I had all these things happen to me. But while we were in Inez's room during the when Josh was giving us the tour.
Did something happen to you?
I had my hair pulled in that room. Just a little chink.
You have got to be kidding me, no. Both of you.
I'm not kidding. I think I even mentioned it that night during the. It doesn't matter.
I don't but I remember was like, that.
Okay, I'll just keep that one to myself for a little while because no need to like make a point of it right now. We'll just see what happens.
Listen, what's it gotta take for a girl to get her hair tugged?
You just gotta stop asking for it, Lindsay. She's gotta come naturally.
I'm gonna play hard to get.
Yeah, I was just standing there, just waiting, and it was like. I was like, oh, okay, that's what that is.
Yeah, mine was kind of bizarre because initially it felt like, because I was sitting in a chair with a yep. with a metal rim, and it felt like, you know, back in school when you would get your yes. hair caught in the desk chairs.
Long hair problems, yes.
So I thought like, my hair's just caught here. So I leaned forward and it's like something came with me and then tugged after I leaned forward.
Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm.
So I thought I had my hair tucked in my purse in the back.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So like I leaned forward and tried to get it pulled, but I realized it wasn't.
It's so funny how we explain these things away.
I know.
Isn't it?
I just got my hair pulled, but maybe I didn't. I don't know. It's fine. Everything's fine. But I did spend some time in Inez's room by myself because I'm the most brave person on the planet.
She did. And I was very proud of you. I even told you I was proud of you.
100% could never do that.
Go in a room by yourself?
Mm-hmm. You could.
Oh, that's going to be one of my goals now for you.
Does it count, though? If you got to be on live. You feel like you're not alone. I felt like I was with people.
Well, and you were in Inez's room and... Susie's room's catty corner to it, so it's like we were all right there. We were right there.
I'm a firm believer in the buddy system, so
I wasn't far away, and I had people talking to me.
You're a firm believer in the buddy system, and yet you're always like, Lindsay, go in that room by yourself.
You're the
because I have Sarah here with me today.
You're the Aaron. I'm probably the Zach.
Yeah,
and we send you away into rooms.
Really, the reason why I want to send you away is because I want you to have an experience so you can get on our level.
You've gotten experiences and you're still like, I don't know what happened.
Okay, so talk to me about Inez's room.
Okay, actually, I didn't get a ton from Inez's room when I was there.
Okay, so for the overnight footage, we left one recorder at the end of the hallway right outside Inez's room. There was like a bucket. And then the other one was left in the captain's room.
Which we realized we could have done better.
At placing them, yes.
We were scared.
This is what happens whenever I leave them to their own devices.
Listen, we've already gotten reprimanded. Sorry, Mom.
I did my best.
Why were you scared?
I thought I saw a shadow person. And yes, I said, okay, it's time to go.
Yes. I was like,
I did.
Should I leave this one here? Where should I put this one? She's like, I saw a shadow person. Let's go now.
I did. And that's probably, you can even hear me on the recording go, okay, I saw a shadow person. It's time to go.
Yes.
I was done. I was getting scared. I didn't feel good.
All right. So right after we put these recorders up, we went downstairs and we pretty much went to sleep. So any noises you're going to hear, well, yes.
Some of us did.
Some of us did.
Funny story.
I mean, like, went to bed.
Yeah,
like, so I get you. Any noises you hear, it's not us. We were not making noises. We were not being loud probably past 30 minutes.
Yes.
So the recorder by Inez's room, we're going to start with that one. I hear a tap and then a roar kind of noise, which could be a car, but this is the middle of the night, so yeah, who knows?
Who knows?
I hear another tapping noise. I hear a whisper at one point. I hear a laugh, which the laugh could be us because it's very faint and it could have just been one of us laughing downstairs, but the whisper was not because that was pretty clear. I hear several other whispers throughout. I hear some random noise. I just put some noise. I don't know what it is, but it was for 7 seconds.
Yeah.
And then about 68 minutes in, so we are definitely being quiet at this point, I hear this weird, like, roaring noise that's very loud, and then it sounds like a door shutting almost, and then a laugh shortly after that. So that's what I got outside Inez's room.
Fun times.
While we were sleeping.
Good times, yeah.
And then outside of the captain's room, I hear like I don't know if it's a crying noise. It could be an owl too. It kind of almost sounded like a hoo, but it was very faint.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. Did you feel like that owl noise?
No, welcome. I feel like in the past you blamed another noise on an owl.
Well, owls are around at nights and they are creepy in general, so.
They are not.
Yes, they are creepy.
They look like aliens.
They're very cute sometimes, but they're also very creepy.
Okay.
I heard a lot of banging and thud noises that were going off way past when we went to bed. So I heard probably like 5 or 6 bangs or thuds.
Yeah.
So. No EVPs that I could hear, though.
Yeah, no, same. I didn't get any EVPs, but my audio recordings are like the second half of both of what she was talking about.
When it mysteriously started over.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess that would be from what we talked about. It was like 4 or so to 7 or 8,
mm-hmm.
5 to 8 in the morning. So we were not up there. I'm just going to say that.
No.
For the first hour of the recording outside of Inez's room, I hear nothing. And then for the second hour, I hear so many things. I have like 3 pages worth.
Jeez.
Of things, but it is literally just a series of like bangs and thuds. It sounds like, I'm not even sure, but there are multiple times. So I think maybe some of it could be attributed to wind blowing, but I can't tell because there's a lot of white noise. Mm-hmm. In the background, too, of this recorder.
And a dripping bucket, let's say that.
Oh, my gosh, yes. It's so, a water torture.
This was right after we had snow. It was melting, so yeah. They had some problem with the roof. And so he had a bucket that was water was dripping in. Yeah. So for 3.5 hours, we listened to a dripping bucket.
Yep. No, so, 6 hours.
Yeah, for a long time.
Yeah. Which is fine. I'm happy to do it. I did hear, though, I think on 2 separate occasions, some footsteps. And one of them sounds like running, like do-do-do-do-do-do-do, and closer. And after you said that Inez is reported to run towards mm-hmm. the room, then, or you
said that? I said that, yes.
then that makes a lot of sense. The second audio, though, I didn't get a ton of stuff.
Captain's room audio?
Yeah.
Okay.
Which, in a way, maybe it's interesting that we set them up close to each other, okay? You can compare them.
You're not going to make her less mad at us.
I'm going to try. We can compare the two, and I can hear some things on one and not on the other. I think I heard some banging and footsteps at one point, but it definitely sounds like more off in the distance.
Yeah.
But on the one in the hallway, there's a lot of footsteps going on in there. Yeah. So we'll upload the most significant ones.
We had quite a bit. We had a lot of audio to review, first off.
Yes.
But just quite a bit of stuff.
This place was intense. I think we could all agree with it.
Yeah.
Definitely.
There was a lot going on.
Yes.
I would go back.
I would too. Yeah. I think that, like you said, I mean, it's a huge place. It's 10,000 square feet.
Yep.
You have the whole place to yourself. We actually turned in pretty early for us.
Yes.
Partly because Boydston, partly because Boydston was just kind of over it at that point. Yeah. Partly because Sarah wasn't feeling good. And so I feel like still have more places to go to. We didn't go to every room.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We didn't stay long in some rooms.
Right.
We didn't feel comfortable there.
I feel like we need a part 2.
Yeah. Let us know if you guys want us to do a part 2. We would love to go back.
Even if you don't, we're going to do it. So.
Yeah. That's very true. But we highly recommend going to Malvern Manor. It is just a very cool place.
Do you want me to tell them what happened to me overnight?
Yeah. For the first time ever, I was able to sleep really well. I got the couch all to myself. I brought my pillow, brought my blanket, took my sleeping pills, and I was like, toodaloo.
Lindsay,
I'm out.
And Sarah were on the air mattress. Yep. Apparently, I was the furthest one away from the furnace because I froze and shivered the entire night. The two of them were like, we were hot.
I was sweating, but it's fine.
I was literally sweating my ass off.
I was literally like wrapped up so close and like shivering. I should have just snuggled you for warmth.
You should have, but not for warmth because I was fucking petrified.
Yes.
I don't know what happened to me, but Boydston at one point woke up and she was like, are you okay? And I'm like, I'm not okay.
And then I go back to sleep.
She fell asleep and I was like, somebody help me.
I woke up to that. I heard you say, are you okay? And I heard her say no. And I was just like shivering. I was like, I'm going back to sleep.
I felt so sick. I'm not going to lie. I felt horrible. Like my heart was, I woke up because my heart was pounding out of my chest. I checked my heart rate, just sleeping, quote unquote, because I wasn't really sleeping, but I was resting and my heart rate was above 100, like 105 or so, which doesn't sound like a lot, but when you're supposed to be sleeping, it feels like a lot.
A resting heart rate of 105 is still pretty high.
I did not feel well. Yeah. Okay. So then I got up to go to the bathroom and I just walked to the bathroom and my heart rate went up to like 130. I'm like, oh my God, I think I'm going to die here. What's wrong with me?
So why were you so afraid?
Well, it's funny because I didn't feel like shaken in my boots afraid.
No, but that was me. Literally shaking.
That was Lizzie. She was petrified over there.
On your behalf.
No, but I was in the back of my head. I kept thinking I'm going to fall asleep and wake up to somebody right in front of my face or walking right in front of me. And I just could not fall asleep. Every 30 minutes, I'd fall asleep and wake up. So you know when you get those like super restless mm-hmm. nights? That's exactly what this was, but like to the max. At one point I was like, I'm going to have to go sleep in the car. You guys can sleep in here, but I just feel awful. That was the worst I've ever felt.
Yeah, my alarm went off in the morning for us to get up. And as soon as it went off, I looked over at Sarah and she's just laying there with her eyes open. And she goes, I slept an hour.
Maybe. Like maybe. Broken yeah. an hour. I felt so awful. And I tried. Here's the thing. People say, didn't you hear that footsteps and stuff? Absolutely not. I put my noise canceling headphones on. Mm-hmm. I tried to pass out. Usually that works. And it did not Mm-mm. that night. I was not feeling well. Anyhow, is it house related? Possibly. Maybe not. Don't know.
Yeah.
All I can say is that's not happened to me before.
Well, it reminds me of, yeah, because normally Sarah passes out. She's the easiest oh, yeah. to pass out of yeah. the three of us. But it reminds me of McIntyre with you, mm-hmm, Boydston.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Boydston didn't sleep at all there.
I got yeah. 0 minutes of sleep.
Yep.
And I was just, you know, it was the same thing. I could see into the other rooms and I was terrified somebody's just going to peek their head in.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if they did. They may have. I tried to like pull the blankets up over my head. Some people were like, why not just embrace it? I'm like, you try it, okay? It's kind of scary. Right. Everybody's asleep and you're by yourself. And I'm like, I don't want to see that right now.
Let the record show also that I was the one closest to the door because that's where they put me.
I put her there.
So yeah. I was the one closest to the door. I was the one furthest from the furnace. I'm the one who slept like a rock.
Like a body size away from the furnace.
Yes. Apparently it made a difference. You're like, oh, I was kicking covers off. And I was like, what?
Okay. And no offense to this place at all because it was amazing. But the thought of like getting sick in this toilet, which was a squishy toilet seat, was like, I cannot deal. I'm going to have to go outside.
I forgot about the squishy toilet seat.
Yes.
It reminded me of my childhood.
Yes. Mm-hmm. How many asses have sat on this?
Yeah. So once it starts to crack, you're like, oh, man, mom, we need to get another one.
But it has absorbed so much bacteria.
Mom didn't get another yeah. one.
And I'm like, I'm going to put my face in there. And that was making me feel more nauseous. I could not deal. It's like a downward spiral of like, I'm going to... I just need to go outside. Yes. I did it. I made it. Everything's fine.
How are you feeling now?
Well, you know, other than those weird nightmares that I had afterwards, the melatonin. I'm going to blame it on the melatonin mm-hmm. for those. Yeah. But I feel fine.
So what approval rating does this get from you?
100% haunted.
10 out of 10. Which is also 100%.
Scales. You guys have different scales. I don't know what to do.
10 out of 10 is 100%. So.
We validated each other. It's yes. fine.
Mm-hmm. Would recommend going, guys. Very cool place.
Yes.
Very right. very cool owner. Shout yes. out to Josh.
Josh is the best. He even has a podcast of his own that you guys should definitely check out called The G Crew. So definitely check that out. He is a very cool guy. And
yeah, so nice.
This place will not disappoint, I promise.
Yeah. Go check him out.
Thanks so much, guys, for tuning into our haunted investigation of Malvern Manor in Malvern, Iowa. You can always catch us online at thetipsyghost.com and find all of our socials from there. And you can also send us an email to thetipsyghost@gmail.com, especially if you have like a place you want us to go investigate. We're always looking. So let us know.
Or to sell.
Mm-hmm. Or to sell. Place to sell. If you want us to buy your haunted location, we will buy it.
Let us know.
Please give us a 5-star rating and a great review on Apple Podcasts. We would greatly appreciate it.
Thanks so much, guys. We will catch you guys next week.
Okay, bye.
Bye.